This is Bill Brenner for SearchSecurity.com. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly on this Halloween 2007. This week, security experts discuss the ongoing TJX data breach debacle and whether it illustrates the need to toughen the PCI data security standard. And phishers use fake FTC messages to dupe users into downloading malware. We begin with a warning about phishers sending out fake messages from the Federal Trade Commission that drop malware onto the machines of users who click the malicious attachment. In response, the FTC has issued a public warning to consumers not to open fraudulent emails made to look as though they come from its fraud department. The email says it's from, quote, fraud.dep@ftc.gov, end quote, and has the FTC seal. Click on the attachment and you'll download malware designed to steal passwords and account numbers, the agency warned. The agency doesn't know how many people found the email in their inboxes, but Torek confirmed the agency has received hundreds, if not thousands, of calls and complaints. Recipients of the email are advised to forward it to spam@uce.gov, an FTC spam database used in its online fraud investigations. We'll be back after this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market. And before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out SearchSecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotus offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit searchsecurity.com and search for Mergers and Acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
TJX was back in the news this week as court documents surfaced showing, among other things, that the retailer had failed at 9 of the 12 requirements of the PCI data security standard. This has left some wondering if PCI DSS is simply too tough for customers to abide by, or if it's not tough enough. Among those I talked to about this were Michigan-based security consultant Tom Peltier and consultant and former Gartner analyst Rich Mogul. The consensus among those I interviewed is that the problem is not that PCI DSS is too weak. Some say the standard should even be toughened, while others note that companies can't adequately meet the standard if they're bent on taking the easiest approach possible. Peltier says he's dealt with plenty of the latter.
You know, we're getting a big pushback now from the pendulum has swung, and we're seeing companies push back from, like, Sarbanes-Oxley in that zero tolerance. We've gotten over the scare of the Enron WorldCom piece, and now the companies are going, this is costing too much money. You had the security that you want. We've not seen any major issues since WorldCom or Enron. You know, things are in place, and so you're seeing pushback, especially on Sarbanes-Oxley. PCI, you get into what's going on there, and there's nothing illogical about the PCI requirements. It's that the companies are pushing back. The economy is very soft, and so if they can get away with getting the rules lessened, that's what they're going to shoot for.
A side argument in this whole affair, Mogul notes, is whether merchants should have to store full records of credit card transactions. National Retail Federation CIO David Hogan recently sent the PCI DSS Council a letter asking that merchants have more of a say in whether they have to store such data. He claims they're required to do so for up to 18 months, and that increases the risk of network break-ins.
So is it your view that there needs to be a new way in how the banks tend to handle this?
Well, I think, in my opinion, it all revolves around a couple things, and it revolves around the storage of the credit card data. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you the retailers are definitely concerned with protecting the consumer, because that's their customer. I mean, they deal with them face-to-face every day. And I think that if the consumer knew that there's a requirement out there that, and again, this is where it gets kind of interesting. You know, Visa itself doesn't say that a merchant has to store credit card data, all right? But they'll send a retrieval request, and it's the bank's responsibility to get that information. So if we can just figure out a way to close that loop and say, you know what, merchants, should have the option not to store credit card data at all. And if they don't store it, they're not going to get penalized for doing so. If we can just get Visa and MasterCard to come up with a statement that says that, this issue of major data breach all but goes away.
Mogul thinks that argument is disingenuous, since many merchants have chosen to store years of such data for their own purposes, marketing or otherwise.
Yeah, that's what I call a MacGuffin. I mean, they really came out with that as kind of a distraction. Yes, it's a legitimate issue that in some cases, not all cases, they're required to keep that. But if you look at the practices for most of those institutions, they were keeping that data. And in many cases, they're keeping more data than they were supposed to in violation of PCI. So, I think that they're using that as a negotiating tactic as much as anything else right now.
Right.
Now, I think it's legitimate. I think that, yes, in some cases, there are retailers that did not want to keep that data. But I've worked a lot. I mean, especially when I was still working with Gartner, I mean, with probably hundreds of retailers over the years I was over there, and all talking about this issue, and it was more the internal businesses claiming that they need to keep those credit card numbers and to have it in every little system as opposed to, say, centralizing it and more tightly securing it.
The debate is certain to continue, as are revelations about what led to the TJX breach. And that's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. You can also catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.